not up to us to.
Barb, you never let me finish a question or comment. You interrupt.
I never do. I'm sorry. I'll mend my ways.
But I'm just saying, I don't think, our country's in a big mess now because we've had lack of communication between different agencies. And so I think his response is inaccurate. And I'm going to ask for myself, as far as the commission is concerned, we have documentation from him saying that we did not do anything illegal, which is just fine. But I'm just saying I don't agree with him. I think he's taken this little bits and pieces of the act for his response, so.
Well, some things don't, you know, like if a kid shows up to school, they do not ask him if he's a citizen. And he could be, and that, you know, because that's the duties of the school, the Education Act is separate from enforcing immigration laws, and that's basically what the Rehabilitation Act is not responsible for dealing with immigration laws. That's for the INS or
but
whoever
how,
it is, whatever
how,
agency.
How can he enforce the Rehab Act if he says that's not my job? Because first paragraph says, for all Americans, and then it defines Americans. So then, if you go down there later on in the Rehab Act and says all they have to do is be president of the state, we don't have the right to ask them if they're an American, then you know, how can we abide by the Rehab Act if, you know, we don't know what it is? If it's there's a big contradiction, is what I'm saying. And I'm not talking about immigrants. I think there's a lot of big difference between an immigrant and...
Well, and some of this gets into, you know, we could have philosophical discussions, but I think we can all agree now, or at least I hope we can, that we've asked and answered. RSA is, we've asked the question 3-4 different ways, and now we got the final response, and so the policy that NCBVI has had is basically RSA agrees with it, and so it should continue or can continue.
That one person agreed.
Well, he's the guy that oversees us, so if that's all we care about.
Well, and it's just like, you know, if someone asks me a question, I don't just in a vacuum, you know, make a decision as chairman of the board. I check with you guys, or if it's something having to do with the staff or whatever, I check with Pearl or whatever. And I, you know, I'm sure he's probably done the same thing. But
may I,
Pearl?
Sure. I just want to say something about the status of Mr. Cordova. He isn't just over us. He is the commissioner for 10 states, and answers directly to the National Commissioner for Rehabilitation Services, Joanne Wilson. He's really a very top official in that, and I just want you to know it's not just that he's, you know, above Nebraska or the Commission for the Blind. He covers 10 very large states and has a tremendous mm-hmm. responsibility to know the whole law and to look at the whole thing.
Yes, and also he's, you know, he's not just responsible for agencies for the blind. He's responsible for all of the agencies that are covered under the Rehabilitation Act. And of course, you know, when you specify certain parts of the act, that really is the only way to deal with it. I mean, there are some parts of it that are relevant to a given issue, and the rest of it isn't necessarily relevant to that particular given issue, and that's why it has all these sections and hundreds of pages and so forth, so that it can try to address the various things that might come up or might be asked or whatever. So, you know, I
well, I think we've covered this, and so, you know, it's
so as a whole, the board is not asking that I, as chairman, do anything further on this issue. Is that?
I think our follow-up letters, we couldn't have asked it any more clearly, and that's
right.
we're basically covered. And if he interpreted the law, that's like a circuit court of appeals. If they make a wrong interpretation, that's too bad until the Supreme Court overrules it.
Until you go through the appeal process and go on to another.
Well, yeah, the RSA, I guess, the Joanne Wilson, the national, if she wanted to have a different interpretation, then she could, but...
Maybe she's the person I need to write to then.
No, it's a...
But what I'm trying to clarify for purposes of our commission board is, if you do that at this point, you will be doing that as an individual, not on behalf of this board.
That's what you're saying.
Well, that's what I'm asking about.
I have always, when I wrote to him the first time, I very clarified the very first statement of a sentence. I'm writing this letter in behalf of myself, a taxpayer, a state taxpayer as well as a U.S. taxpayer. I did not even mention the commission. So...
Yeah, that gives the freedom of speech. You're welcome to...
Yeah, well,
that's right. And when I will write Joanne Wilson for clarification, her clarification of it. Because, you know, judges make poor rulings and so do, you know, all of us. So, you know, if you're satisfied, the majority of the board is satisfied, you know, so be it.
Well, we couldn't have asked any more clearly of him.
That's
what
I'm asking for.
He's over our 10 states, so he's answered the question and...
As far as we're concerned, but not as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so but that's what I'm asking. As chairman of this board, I want to know that I have fulfilled what the board asked me to do and that I am done with that. And as far as the board as a whole is concerned, we have received an answer from a qualified person on this issue, and we will proceed.
Yeah,
I agree
yes.
with that.
Okay, so as a board, we have made that decision. I was never at all trying to tell any individual person what they could or couldn't do. I was trying to clarify my own end of responsibility on inquiring and receiving an answer. And so if the board is satisfied that that has happened, then we will...
See if Evelyn still remembers her question.
We will be done with this particular item, and we will conclude it by saying that the NCBVI has been, you know, doing what it's authorized to do, and we encourage it to continue to work within the law.
Pam.
Okay, my agenda seems to have gone away.
Public comment, isn't it?
Public comment, Evelyn.
Oh, my question was on those rules. Is a copy going to be in the library? Not the public library? Or... That's all I was going to ask. You know, is it going to be accessible that way?
Do you want me to reply to you? Here's a copy of the minute or the agenda book.
Oh, it's down here on the floor.
Okay. Well,
sorry,
one
Pearl.
Anyway. Okay. Do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
We sure could put it in a library. I think there are thousands of libraries in the state, so I'd hate to say, sure, we'll put it in libraries. But if
the main ones, like Ben Martin's main library, like that.
Are these kinds of things generally kept in libraries?
I don't think so, but why don't I check into that to see if that's the sort of thing. And then I would guess if it is, we would put it with the Lincoln Public, that would be Bennett Martin, and the Omaha, you know. So would you think the print copy in the libraries, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'm just thinking a print copy. So if someone really wanted to research that, they could.
Okay. I honestly don't know if libraries keep this sort of thing, but I will check on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure either if they do or if the state, you know, has any kind of things about, you know, the
probably at the law library that has
statutes and things like that. The clerk of the legislature keeps and maintains state statutes and rules and regulations. Where that exactly is, I don't know, but it's someplace in the state capitol. I also know that with the State Historical Society, we are to provide to them any official documents that we have, and we're just in the process of checking on exactly what we're supposed to be doing there. So, but of course, a normal person wouldn't know to go to this guy. I would sure never think of going to the State Historical Society. So, but I suppose some people know that sort of thing, but.
Well, it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
You know, I thank you for bringing it to us, because it wouldn't have occurred to me to have it be there. I would have probably been likely, if I were looking up something like that for research purposes, I probably would have gone to the clerk of the legislature or somewhere. But, you know, but a lot of people do go to the library to begin, and whether they're reference people would say what you need to do for that kind of information is go to the Historical Society or the legislature or whatever, I don't know. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. This is Hubert. I've got a question. Might relate possibly to the topic that's just covered. The commission receives reimbursement from, Social Security for completed programs for some people?
For individuals who were on Social Security benefits, okay, and then move off of them in order because they've gained employment.
Okay. Could that be affected if a person who's gone through the program is later determined to be ineligible to work?
They wouldn't have already been on Social Security benefits.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
This is Ryan Strunk. I may have the floor to say something real quick.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions here for Mrs. Weston-Yaki pertaining to an email I received about a week ago that was a forward of an email written by her. And it discusses, I could read the email if you like, but to summarize, it discusses her interpretation of the matter dealing with a counselor dating a client and with the immigration issue. And a particular sentence in this email says, these issues were brought to me, or to this commissioner, I apologize, by the members of the blind community in Nebraska. My first question is, when you say the members of the blind community, how many do you mean?
I guess. I guess I'm taking the privilege of not answering that question. It could be one person, or it could be 10 people.
You say the members of, so I imagine it was more than one person, and I thought that as president of the student division, and owing to the knowledge that students do make up a significant portion of blind Nebraskans, and being the president of the only organization, consumer organization in the state, speaking for blind Nebraskan students, this never came to my attention. So I'm not exactly sure if this is as big of an issue as it was made out to be. The thing that concerns me as well is you state later in the letter that every single member of the organization was aware of the immigrants' situation. I was not, and I'm a member of the NSC. And to me, this is a little disturbing.
I guess I feel sad that you're disturbed. If you want mental health therapy to clarify your disturbance, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of them in Lincoln. Where I get information from could be from one person, it could be from 25 people, but it's people in the blind community. I'm not saying all members, I said people in the blind community.
Your actual words were the members of the blind community.
I don't think so.
Would you like me to read the text of the email?
You could read the text of the email, and I don't know where you got it from, but if I have conversations with individuals, it's between us. And if it got forwarded to you, you know, so be it. I don't know how you got access to it, but it's not I didn't send it to everybody in the Blind community. It was a conversation between the two of us. So if somebody else breached that confidentiality between the two of us, then that disturbs me.
I simply wish to inform you that your assertions, I do not believe, reflect the majority. Especially when you say the members of the NFB knew all about this. Some of us did not.
Never, I don't think, did it say NFB.
I can find it for you if you like.
Do. Because I will dispute whether that was my message.
There it is. The entire blind community who belonged to the NFB was aware of this person and how he got here. Therefore, no confidentiality was broken.
That email was between me and one other individual. Mm-hmm. How you got it is, I guess I'm amazed that they would forward it on to you. But I don't have to defend my position.
No, I'm not asking you to defend your position. What concerns me is that as a commissioner, you are speaking things which are untrue.
Well, number one, I was not speaking as a commissioner. A private conversation is a private conversation. It's not a commissioner. And that's where I think there's such a, it's when some, if any one of us say something as an individual, then automatically it's reversed to being a commissioner. Now I can't, Bill can't state his opinion without somebody raking him over the coals, because he's a commissioner. So he can't be an individual either. As an individual, I can say whatever I want at whatever I believe.
Why did you refer to yourself as commissioner in the email?
I don't think I referred to myself as a commissioner in the email.
All right, I have nothing further.
Everybody, it seems like everybody wants to take to task other people. It's like we're a commissioner, but we're also individuals, and we have our own individual ideas and opinions. And I really resent somebody trying to put me on, take me to task as an individual for writing whatever I want to write. It's really, quite frankly, I'm upset that you would bring this issue to the board.
Hi, Gailey.
Were you finished, Ryan?
Yes, ma'am.
Connie?
That email that Ryan is talking about was in a response to an email that I sent to all, to the commission board. So you did respond as a commissioner.
No, I was not responding to your email.
Madam Chairperson?
Yes.
Also, it was a response from my letter to the commission board that, Dorothy, you asked me to be fired. That response went to Norfolk office, every single staffers. So your emails are not confidential.
Okay, my email went to Barb. And you wrote an email to the board, which I'm assuming went all over the system.
No.
It's calling me derogatory names, and which as a staff person, I think, you know, you should be reprimanded. You're a representative of the commission, an employee. You do not have the right to call board members or anybody names.
Okay, now, as far as how the you know, my part in any of that, the email had gone to several staff people, including people in Norfolk and that sort of thing. I did not cause that to happen, Dorothy.
And I did not cause that to happen
yes,
either.
Yes, what happened evidently was that it was, you know, maybe you hit the reply to all rather than just replying to one person. Because, you know, the thing about emails is that they are, their origins are traceable.
That's
and
right.
So that particular thing, the thing that I did, once it came to me, I did send a message that ended up on top of that one to everyone who had received it, stating that this was not an official message from the commission board. That is what I did. I did not send your message to anyone. You did that.
No, I did not do that, Barb.
You know,
No, you're not going to make me respond. I wrote that email to you, and that's why I say I will not write emails anymore. It will do through print mail, so it's not all over the system. Because anybody who gets their hands on it can move it on, send it within.
Well, I have a record of what I did and the names that were on the thing when it got to me. And those names were all on there when it got to me. I did not and would not.
Okay, just recently, within the last 2 to 3 weeks, there was another email came from the commission staff, someone, they didn't have the guts to sign it, but asking for my resignation, which will never happen, and call it, and then they call me a racist and a sexist and all sorts of things, which is not true at all.
I am not familiar with that. I am not familiar with the message that Ryan Strunk was talking about. You know, those things I am not familiar with. I am familiar with what happened in May.
And I thought we had resolved that.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that. I mean, we've made a...
And bringing it up in a public meeting is not appropriate.
But well, you think it public, Dory, not I.
Well, I think the lesson we can all draw is we have to be careful the words we choose when we write, and we have to be darn careful when we reply to email, because...
And that's why I don't like a communication through email. I want it in print copy.
You know, I think that responsible use of either one is what we need to do. And I think that we, you know, as public officials do need to accept the fact that anything we say can be interpreted by someone as something being said by a commissioner, especially if it has to do with blindness, blind people, and certainly with the staff of the commission. Any of those things that we say, whether we say them as an individual or in our capacity as a commissioner, is going to be certainly seen as something that we would be saying as a board member, because we are members.
Barb, how many times do we need to rehash this? This was resolved in our May conference call.
Well,
and now you want to bring it out in public forum.
Know, Dorothy, I didn't raise the issue. I didn't.
Okay, since you're bringing out issues,
what I responded to was, when you said that I forwarded that message, that's what I specifically responded to, because I wanted, if it was going to be on the record from you, that I had done that, I wanted it to be on the record that I
did not
do that.
I'm saying I did not do that. I do not use Control Shift R or Control R. I go through the other where you get into JAWS and you get into the, do you want to reply to sender? It uses the word. I don't take the shortcuts.
Well, it is provably out there.
Okay, I have one more.
That is provably out there. I mean, I, the only responsible thing I can say is that.
If we want a responsible thing, then we can check everybody's computers here at the commission to see who was sending derogatory comments to me. But I guess one question, since it's all out in the public, and Fatosh brought this up, asking for her termination, her comments were very totally disrespectful and uncalled for, for her to call a board member names in public, and she should be reprimanded. And I guess I would like to see that in her file, Pearl, but then the board.
Okay, Dorothy.
Are we asking for public comment here now, Barb?
Yes, we are in the public comment section of the meeting. We are. You know, having read those, the comments that were sent, I don't think that they were disrespectfully stated at all.
Okay, Barb, again, that's your opinion. I'm not talking about the emails. I'm talking about our last board meeting on May 8th. That's what I was talking about.
I'm talking about either one or both.
But I thought we had this issue resolved.
Yeah, I think we covered this at our special meeting.
But also you brought it up again in public forum.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
The public brought it up.
But you kept it. You kept it going.
I'm trying to bring it to an end, but
no, you're not.
I will.
You're trying to keep it going and going and going. And well, I'm not going to respond to any more of this nonsense.
Madam Chair.
Okay, we are still in the public comment portion of the meeting. Fatosh has asked for the floor, and Ryan Ozentoski has asked for the floor.
I'm giving my turn to Ryan.
I simply wonder, is this the last public comment section?
No.
Okay.
There is another one after new business.
I will table my comments until the final public comment section of the meeting, because I have comments, but I believe we could probably go ahead now.
Okay. Excuse me, is someone seeking the floor?
Yeah, Howard Slice.
Yes.
I'd like to make a couple of comments on the non-citizen issues.
Okay.
I don't know what exactly I define as an American, but in that statement that they make, I remember years ago, for example, when we had the 1990s Americans with Disability Act, I know it's a matter of semantics, but we're talking about these Americans with Disability Act. And only Americans benefit from it. And if I put a ramp at the end of the street, does it mean that only an American with a wheelchair can use it, or any person who lives in this country? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
also,
sir.
A lot of us are not born in this country, but we've been paying taxes on this country for years. And if after I pay taxes on this country for 30 years, and then I would have the necessity of receiving a service, if you don't, the state will be stealing from me because I pay for the service. Also, a lot of these families have American citizens as daughters and sons. And are we going to do that American citizen a disservice by not allowing their parents or whoever it is to actually move up in the world and have a job and bring something towards that family? Somebody mentioned the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is finite. It's just a temporary act. And it had nothing to do with that, although I want to try to make it look as if it does. However, to this day, for example, the police cannot ask somebody for the green card. Just about only your employer and the INS can ask you for that. If a person needs to go to the doctor right now, am I going to deny them care because they're not from here? As a society, what does that say about us? We're going to spend trillions of dollars about something else, but not about our people, you know, paying taxes and being in the same community as we are. So this is, after all, the richest nation in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, I want to congratulate you on your position on this, because I think really our legal departments and Congress and people like that, they decide that. But all these services, it's like in the Army, don't ask them for all issues, it's the same thing. So I don't think we should take personal vendettas towards specific groups, other than, you know, somebody else actually decides what the law is and what it's not. And that's my comment on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there other comment from the public? Okay, we will move on to new business. It's supposed to be right now 12:15. However, it actually is 1:49. So we will try to move along as quickly as we can. I was going to say that in the elections I could be unelected chairman, but it's too late for that. So I guess for another year anyway, you'll have somebody who does her best to keep us on time, and I'll keep working at it. But for today anyway, we're a little behind. We've already dealt with the announcements on the website. The next item is the staff survey results.
Okay. I guess because I'm low man on the totem pole, I always get to tabulate the survey results, which
actually, it's because you're good at it.
Yes.
Actually, I have to tell you that it's a very good lesson, because you read these surveys one at a time, and then you put it aside and you do something else, and then another one comes in and you read it, and when you put them all together, they all of a sudden mean more, at least they mean more to me. We're really pleased with the fact that last year when we did this, we had 19 people, and now we have increased to 26, and I just hope this trend continues, because you guys don't realize, staff, that it's really very helpful to us, as Bob brought up, that a couple people mentioned about technology and how important that is, and that we need to keep, you know, upgrading on that. These kinds of things are really important to us to know, because you are the hands-on people, and we are here to hear what you have to say. A couple things that I really think is outstanding, the executive director continues to have very high marks in believing in blind people, that it's respectable to be blind. She has high marks in being a hard worker, but you know, we get some glowing reports, but I always think that's wonderful, and we like to hear, keep those up if you feel those, but it's really important to us to hear criticisms too, because that's how the commission is going to grow. And so I'm just pleased that our executive director has, and that the staff feels that she has belief in blind people, because that's extremely important to me, and I think it's extremely important to everybody on this board, that somebody that's, you know, at the helm believes in blind people. I guess that's my report.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. And we will be, now last year, did we put the results of the survey then, was that an attachment to the minutes? Is that how we did that?
I don't know, but we could.
I don't remember. What I recall was that it was emailed to all of the staff. Jan, do you remember?
I don't really remember either.
Well, okay, then we can just decide what we're going to do now.
What we want to
do. And so what we can do is both attach it to the minutes and have it, you know, we can send it as a thing that you know, that you can send to all staff.
And I think it's important, you know, that the number of responses was.
Yeah, that
yes.
Might be another comment that, you know, not everybody answered every question on the surveys, And to my way of thinking, that's far preferable to not answering the questions at all, because I really, I'd like to hear from more staff people. I can't remember how many staff people we actually have, but...
51.
51, so
We're at half now.
Yeah, we're right at half, and I'd like to see it increased to the point where we get a response from all 51. And if you choose not to answer all the questions, that's fine, but, you know, I just think it's important to keep tabs on where we are.
Yes, this year we didn't receive any hard copy responses. We did have at least one on the virtual suggestion box, and so we're glad that we have put that in place. You know, I think it has been serving the purpose for which we intended it, which is to make anonymous suggestions or to say things anonymously to us. We did want to change one of the questions. Because of the confusion that we had as far as you know, stating our roles, you know, what we're to be doing and what everybody else is to be doing, it's kind of a misnomer for us to say on the question 8 the part of it that has to do with the chain of command. And so we have talked about that would be the one change we would make in the survey for next year. and so we would probably, you know, as I understand it, commissioners, we talked about taking that line about the chain of command out, leaving the question in there or the statement in there, because we do want to know if people feel comfortable coming to us with issues or concerns or whatever. I mean, we are open to that. And we want people to do that. So is that, you know, are we
so that question will be reworded next year?
Yeah.
So that one will be reworded next year. And we can yeah, we can determine how, you know, what exact language we're going to put in it. We can do that now, or we can do it some other time.
Probably should wait, because we might want to add some questions.
Okay.
You know, next year before we put it out.
Okay, so we will get rid of that phrase. We know that already, and you know, anything else that we decide to do, we'll have to remember to put that on the agenda at the meeting before we deal with it. Oh, I'm writing myself a note. Okay. We did receive the performance evaluation tool for staff, and we appreciate having received not only that, but also the comment that it had been shared with everybody and all that, because we did have some questions somewhere along the line about having it be, you know, not be a two-way kind of thing, but having it be the type of tool that it is. But we're glad that that's in place now, and we thank you for sending it to us.
Okay, I never received that. I've asked for all correspondence to be sent to me by U.S. Postal Service, and I haven't received any of that.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I do understand as of today, Dorothy, that you requested print on everything, and I will start doing that. I honestly never heard you say in the past that you wanted all correspondence, and I don't know that.
But we that had come out of our May 29th meeting.
I wasn't there. Well, okay, what I'm saying to you now is that I will now note that your preferred format is print, and you'll get everything in print.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess I have to confess to having you know, I heard you saying, you know, at that particular meeting that sometimes attachments weren't readable, and so I have been pasting things thinking that that was the solution, because that was what I understood you to say at the May 29th meeting.
No, Madam Chairman, we were talking about the emails that got floating all through the system. And I said to make sure we have confidentiality, I want everything sent to me in print. I don't want any emails sent to me at all. I know it's faster, but there seems to be too much controversy, so I want everything sent to me in print.
Okay, so when you respond to something, because there are times when, as chairman, you know, I send things out that want responses. You know, sometimes we can wait a while for those. Sometimes it's, you know, a fairly immediate response that we need. How do you want to?
You may call me on the telephone.
When, you know, when something is sent out to everybody and it is, you know, and it speaks for itself, and then we get responses from people, you know, I don't personally want to be doing long distance calls about things. I don't, and also I don't think it's a wise thing for us as a commission. I've been really careful as chairman of the board not to correspond exclusively with one or the other of us to initiate that. You know, if someone corresponds, you know, writes to me or whatever, then I do that, you know, as per the RSA thing.
I think we have to use email. We need to think of a better way to use it, maybe, but email is just, with us being all around, even in businesses, people down the hallway, I mean, email is just the way people correspond. One thing we do, now, Dorothy, you're going to be gone from September 12th to October 12th?
8th, yeah. 8th. October, I'll be back.
So is Fritz going to read all your emails and call you up with a synopsis?
Well, I haven't talked to him.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's not.
Well, if there's something that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, so might need to arrange some kind of communication source, but you know, I think for the most part, there hasn't been an email problem. I mean, obviously it's, you know, there was a couple instances when one got loose, and I guess that, it's the old, the politician makes a ethnic joke, and sure enough, somebody's got a tape recorder and picks it up. I mean, everybody hates to hear anything private said, but I mean, do you, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's I mean, you know, it really, I mean, we've been sending email back and forth for what, four years now or something, and for the most part, except for those one or two examples of problems, do you think that there's a better way to do it, or to?
Yeah, it would be difficult for me to
if there was just one person, but when there's several people, and you know, then it would just slow down the communication too much.
I am sure it does slow down the communication, but I remember the time on May 29th when I thoroughly got raked over the coals for sending out an email that was meant for Barb, and it got clear through the system. And so at that time I said, then all correspondence with me will go through the mail, and I will stay with that.
And I understood you to say from you. I didn't understand you to say with you, and that's why I haven't done that. I have continued to do the email thing and have asked, you know, if you have received things, and, you know, and a couple times you had emailed to say that you hadn't received whatever, and so I have resent it. And frankly, I would prefer to do that, you know, if an attachment doesn't work or whatever. I mean, I guess I'm feeling confused about, you know, when you're saying on one hand I'm going to get the attachment thing fixed, so those things should come through, and on the other hand, I don't want them. I want them to come in print.
I guess I'm confused about, on May 29th, you're raking me over the coals for sending an email. So I'm confused as to what you really want me to do. Do you want me to email you, or do you want me to mail you things?
I want you to email responsibly. What I talked about at that meeting was irresponsible email, not email itself.
Irresponsible email did not come from me.